We headed over to the Strip and slowly made our way down to the Bellagio. It was early evening and the sidewalks were cooling off and getting crowded. I saw that the overhead trams and walkways were becoming full. The neon from every facade on the street was lighting dusk up like a brilliant sunset. Almost. Buddy continued to lobby me for a part in the investigation, but I fended him off at every turn. After we pulled in around the huge front fountain and under the casino's giant entry portico, I told the valet man that we were just picking somebody up and he directed me to a curb, telling me not to leave the car unattended. "Who are we picking up?" Buddy asked, new life in his voice. "Nobody, I just said that. Tell you what, you want to work with me, buddy? Then stay here in the car for a few minutes so they won't tow it away. I need to run in here real quick."
"What for?"
"To see if somebody's here."
"Who?"
I jumped out of the car and closed the door without answering his question, because I knew with Buddy that every answer led to another question, and then another, and I didn't have time for that.